Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Welcome to Thursday. It's going to be a bit of a rainy day today. First day of school for, I believe, the last sort of, they kind of staggered them out. I think Catholic school board was yesterday. Some of the public school board was Tuesday, and then I think some of it will be today. So if it is your first day of school, happy first day of school. And you actually get to go in. How about that?
What a weird day to start your first day of school Thursday. You go in tomorrow, and it's the weekend.
That's the best way.
I was always in the cohort that started right after Labor Day.
I was always
jealous of the kids that got to start like 2 days later. I mean, you guys get a five-day weekend. What the heck? It's amazing. And they're like, well, the teachers at school would be like, yeah, well, they leave school a couple days. Like, no one cares about June.
No, come on.
That's a write-off. I cared about June.
So let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind today?
The pandemic is finally killing off fax machines. Apparently, fax machines are still used in hospitals because it's the most efficient way to send medical information. Yep. But I guess because of these unprecedented times, they're going to look for a more efficient way to send information. Why I recommend email.
I was just going to say, I know email is relatively new.
So
it only became mass available in, like, what, 97?
Like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
They're saying it has to do with security because you can't hack a fax machine yet.
Oh, true.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you can't.
You can't hack a fax machine. It's amazing. Jax, what's up?
This is really fun news. Addison Rae, TikTok star and superstar, just signed a Netflix deal. And at first I was like, oh, okay, a TikTok star signing. But that's actually really good news because I just watched, and Aaliyah's giving me dirty looks right now. She's actually not a bad actress.
Did they watch He's All That?
Did you watch He's All That?
For about 10 minutes.
It's not that bad.
It's horrendous.
It's not that bad. That person deserves their own Netflix.
It's worse than Riverdale.
Hang on. Have you guys seen Riverdale?
That's a big statement.
In comparison to the first one, nothing can touch that one. The remake is not as bad as I thought it was going to be. But congratulations to Addison Rae making money off the internet once again.
Yeah. Who knew?
For her.
Right? Yeah. Hey, producer Leo, what's going on?
Guys, big ups to Felix OJ Aliassim and Layla Fernandez. They're both Canadian tennis stars rocking it at the U.S. Open right now. They both made it to the semis. And they're both born in the 2000s. So they're young.
I hate them.
Yeah, they make me... Also makes me feel like a proud mama. Even though they don't know me or anything, but still.
No, they do. They know you in
spirit.
You
think so? Yeah.
That'll be you soon, TJ. Getting into the U.S. Open with your tennis skills.
Oh, I thought you said being a mama.
Sick. A couple songs from right now. 30% of unvaccinated Torontonian residents would get the vaccine if you just gave them this. And it's going to make you mad. But we'll tell you about it anyway. 610, it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we are insanely, desperately close to what they call herd immunity.
So close.
With COVID. So close. Within 300,000 residents close.
What does herd immunity mean?
Essentially, it means that the majority of people have an immunity to a particular disease or infection, which is exactly what we're going for, right? We needed to get there so we can go back to living a normal life.
And get ahead of it,
We need about 300,000 more people to get a vaccine. That's it.
Oh, that's not that bad at all.
Not that bad. Not that bad.
But they're holding out, aren't they?
They are. They sure are. Now, one of the things that's encouraged it, which has been really great, is basically the vaccine passports. And then obviously, hey, you can't go to a game. You can't go to a concert, right? In a recent survey, and I want to know how this makes you feel, unvaccinated Torontonians were asked, what would get them to get a vaccine? And it's a very simple answer.
Yeah.
The majority of them said, just a simple, crisp $100 bill.
Money.
Yeah.
$100.
Pay me to get the vaccine. And it's only $100. They sell that vaccine price dearly.
I don't know, man. The pandemic's cost a lot of money already.
They did this in Alberta and fired me up when I read it. Because it's like, oh, cool. It doesn't matter about the benefit of society or your community.
No,
as long as
you
get $100, then you'll finally do the thing that you should have done months ago. But I think I'm done being mad at these people for being selfish. And I'm moved on to a point. It's like, okay, fine. Give them $100. Get vaccinated. I don't care.
Well, I actually feel like, okay, you really want to incentivize people? Because I'm thinking about you as well as I'm thinking about the good of society here. There's a way to bridge this. Which is everybody who got their double vax gets $100.
I was going to say, how do we get money,
too? We should all get money,
right?
too.
Yeah.
And then incentivize and say, everybody else gets it, too. or it's a $100 tax break, or however you want to do it. I would really like that. I'm feeling like maybe this is a good negotiating position. We all get $100, and then we have a special dedicated long weekend where we have to spend the $100
at
local restaurants. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
Are you a sneaky snake politician for the good?
I'm just saying,
I like this.
I just want to be like, let's go spend this.
This is so smart.
All I thought was like, that's about, you know, if we could all use our $100. So we got producer Leo, we got Jax, we got TJ. Producer Michaela's going to be here. So that's $500 with me included.
Sweet weekend like
that's a pretty sweet night out, is it not?
On nachos at a local.
Yes.
That's a lot of nachos.
Well, we could do better than nachos. Let's be honest.
I can't.
Well, okay, fine. Potato wedge nachos.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'm into that.
Local potato wedge nachos.
This is the thing. Like, if let's turn a negative into a positive here.
Yeah.
Let's support some local business and let's get to that herd immunity thing so we can go back to normal.
Adam Wilde for Prime Minister.
Thank
right
you
here.
Very
I like
much,
this.
Yeah.
I like this.
Listen, if you did a deep dive into my past, there's no way I could ever be a politician.
That would end in like an hour.
Yeah, it'd be over.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You just got out of bed. Let me ask you something. Did you, as you peeled yourself off of your pillow and bottom sheet, did you have to jump out of one sheet or two? And what I mean by that is there like a duvet comforter thing and a sheet under that and then you? Or is it just duvet, you, and then sheet?
You're talking about the top sheet.
Talking about the top sheet.
No.
You don't do a top sheet?
No, I do just duvet. Top sheets don't belong in my home.
Jax?
I'm not looking to waste time, so no. No, I don't have a top sheet. And this was a big debate last weekend for myself.
Producer Leah?
Yeah, I didn't even know what a top sheet
right?
was until you guys just brought it
guys,
up right
it's
now.
In every... Are
no.
you guys serious?
My
it's
mom
in every...
Might
you
like
when
it,
you buy sheets, no. it's in the thing.
I didn't know that people used it until this week. Yeah, no.
Yeah, no,
I
was using that.
The proper use for it is to keep it folded up and you put it in your linen closet and you throw it out when you move.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly the life of a top sheet.
I don't see the point. It doesn't keep you warm.
Unless you're visiting your parents or grandparents and then they have a top sheet.
How dare all of you?
They're the only
people. Really? Do you do a top sheet?
Yes, I do. And here's the reason, okay? I always like to have some sort of cover on, but I'm also extremely hot.
I was going
to
say, you're so hot, you don't need any more
covers.
So that's
why I pull the comforter off, and the top sheet keeps me still covered because I like that snuggle feeling.
Yeah.
But...
It's like
a wet
sheet.
Yeah. It's also, yeah.
It's like a Lysol wipe.
Sweat catcher. It's a sweat catcher.
Ew. That's the worst way to
put it. No, so Jax, how did you get into a debate about this, by the way?
I was at a party last Saturday night, and somebody just randomly asked, and they're like, yeah, do you have a top sheet? I got a new, you know, sheet set today. And I was like, I don't want to use this. And it actually, like 13 people started fighting about it, because people are, top sheet people are passionate, and non-top sheet people are passionate. Now, top sheet people are also wrong.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what, like, there's just no point to it. There's no
stupid.
Point.
No, you rip it off.
They're stupid.
And it's, they're dumb. And the annoying thing, too, is like when you're making your bed, it's just one more unnecessary piece of the bed making process. When Val and I first got together and she moved in, we had to have a very intense discussion about the top sheet. She's like, well, don't we need one? And I said, no.
Well, you love change, right?
Yeah. So, I'm definitely not really a two seater.
No, honestly, I am a top sheet guy all the way. And the other thing is, I actually like when we make the bed. I don't like, obviously, nobody likes the bottom sheet that has to go over the
fitted sheet.
The fitted
easy.
Sheets, it's annoying.
No, it's not.
It's kind of fun.
It's nice.
Okay,
it's
you guys.
Very
okay,
satisfying.
Okay, that's a completely different debate,
very
and you
satisfying.
Both need to get your head checked because that's ridiculous. But I like doing the, because I can do, my dad used to make me undo the top sheet and redo it if I didn't get the hospital corners.
Hospital corners,
right.
My mom is like that too, yeah.
And I now do the hospital corners and I do them so quickly and so well that I'm like, I feel like there's like a feeling of about them.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Go work at a hotel, get it off your bed, stop.
Yeah. Like, go chase your passion somewhere
else. Wow, I cannot believe it. All right. So here's what we want to do, All right, we want to take some votes here. Okay, are you a top sheet or not top sheet person? Why or why not? 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Now, I say I like the top sheets, but my mom just walked by the studio.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, she's looking at me like, you like the top sheet and make it? That's because I never make the bed. So when I do make the bed...
Rarely.
You love it.
I do love it. That's when I make the bet.
Yeah.
She's right. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to know that a lot of effort goes into this show, despite the fact that it just sounds like it's three dummies on the air talking. It's which it is. But we try to come up with really interesting things to get people like yourself interested in. And it's always shocking. The thing that we think, no one's going to care, is the thing usually that elicits the biggest response.
Yeah. Passion. Immediate passion.
If you've missed it, we've been talking about top sheets. Basically, in your bed, you got your comforter, you got your top sheet, and then you got the wraparound sheet for the mattress.
The fitted sheet.
Yeah. Some call it the flat sheet, too.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, the flat sheet. There you go. Now, Jax, TJ, and producer Leah are all non-top sheet people. They take it out of the box, they fold it up, they never use it again.
There's no point.
And then, as TJ said, we donate this when we leave.
Yeah.
I use it every single night because I'm a hot boy, but I still like to be cuddled in. So I have my little top sheet, and then I throw the comforter off, and it just keeps me.
It's like a wet shirt. Yeah.
What did you say? It looks like a Lysol wipe.
Yeah. I bet your top sheet looks like a sanitary wipe.
So I wanted to see because I was very alone in the room. How many people are top sheet people versus non top sheet people? What are the techs saying, TJ?
From the 416, top sheet all the way. I need to have a barrier. I also end up tossing my blanket while I sleep. But my top sheet keeps me toasty.
Ooh.
Also, my mom uses it, taught me how to make up a bed as a child, and it always included the top sheet, so it has to be made with crisp corners. Another one, the top sheet is necessary so your body oils don't get on your comforter. Uh-huh. That way, when you change your sheets once a week, you don't have to wash your comforter every week.
Yes.
I actually have 3 layers.
You should wash your comforter.
Not every week.
Yes.
Not every week.
It's
not good for your comforter.
No.
And
your duvet
if you
cover?
Have a down duvet.
I don't trust anything that you're saying.
Then you have to take it to a dry cleaner every week. Who wants to do that?
Okay, well, I don't have a down duvet.
Okay, I got one for Christmas once, and I have been preserving it for 10 years.
Oldpeasant.com over here. I don't have one.
Things are going pretty well. Yeah. Someone from the 416 with a more realistic point of view says, the top sheet goes directly to my dog. I'm assuming
for
their
what?
Dog eats oh, or
like,
sleeps
no,
with
like
the
a,
top
yeah, a dog bed.
Oh, like a little dog bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
From the 289, when I buy a new bed set, my husband takes the top sheet and I take the comforter. Separate sheets save relationships.
That is true. That is true.
Actually, my girlfriend Natalie is we'll cuddle a little bit and then she tells me to roll over before we fully fall asleep. She's like, you're too hot. She's like, I can't.
I'm fascinated by people who spoon all night.
I could do it.
Yeah.
I could totally do it.
We spoon all night until I wake up and I have a searing pain in my shoulder. And then I go,
I can't imagine.
And you've got hair inhaled halfway down your throat.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Last one here from the 289. Top sheet person for sure. It's actually called a fitted sheet and a flat sheet. So the fitted sheet is the one with the corners. I have always had a flat sheet, and I too am one of those that do hospital corners when I make my bed. I just like the bed to feel like, I just feel like the bed isn't completely made if I don't have the flat sheet. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, now would you say, based on the text messages we've gotten, are people...
Skew it, TJ.
Is it top sheet heavy, or are we non-top sheet?
Given that it's election season, I don't want to lie about numbers, so I'm going to say it's like 80% top sheet.
Ah, see?
I'm honestly surprised.
I heard that you keep the top sheet because you don't care about your dogs.
I'm the normal one. Yeah. No, my dogs have a bed.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario's bringing digital ID cards to our smartphones by the end of the year. How does it work, TJ? Well, I'll tell you. Ontarians will be able to have an electronic version of their trusted government ID, think your driver's license or health card, which the government says is going to be more safe and secure. Your ID will be stored in a digital wallet app, which will be available for download on the smartphones and other devices like tablets and laptops, etc. As far as security goes, apparently they're going to be way more secure, and you will be easily able to shut down the card if your device is lost or stolen. I don't know. I still have a hard time believing that anything in the digital age is really secure.
Yeah, it's not. But if you look at it, neither is your license.
No.
You could just drop it on the ground and somebody could walk away with it and steal your identity. So, I mean, honestly, I think you're just as exposed. And for people like me who lose literally everything, it means that I've got a digital copy of it and I don't have to worry anymore.
I just like the idea of bringing my tablet to the club. To show my identification.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm going to do.
I hope so.
TikTok star Addison Rae just signed a big deal with Netflix. If you don't know who Addison Rae is, she's one of the biggest TikTok stars on the planet. The third most popular user on the platform apps, actually, with 83.3 million followers. She also starred in her first Netflix original film, He's All That. And then a month after making her acting debut, she announced that she's entered a multi-picture partnership with the streaming service Think a la Adam Sandler.
Mm.
Addison Rae, the next Adam Sandler. Certified Lover Boy has outstreamed.
Adam is not excited.
I mean, it's such a bad movie.
It is not that
it's
bad.
So
you watched 10 minutes
bad.
Of it.
Well, it's terrible.
You
and she can't act.
Me.
And that's okay. Like, listen, there's a lot of people who act, who won like awards, who cannot act. That's fine. But like, it multi-year partnership. Frankly, has nothing to do with the fact that she was good on screen. It has everything to do with the fact she's got a huge following that will consume anything she does.
Adam watched 10 minutes of the movie and he doesn't like it. It's not that bad.
And Netflix, you know what? Netflix is cool with this because Netflix movies are terrible majority of the time.
Name one good Netflix movie.
Off the top of my head?
Oh, see? The fact that you can't even think of
it. I can't even think of a movie.
Name one good Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Titanic.
There you go.
There
right at the top of your head.
Yeah.
Because so there is one.
This is the thing, right? So Netflix is amazing at docuseries, incredible at scripted series, movies. It's just terrible.
Adam doesn't like things that bring me joy.
Addison Rae brings
that
me
is
joy.
Unrelated.
That's wrong. Yeah.
Certified Lover Boy has outstreamed Donda after being released within a week of each other, or less than. Drake's Certified Lover Boy has officially outstreamed Donda. This is according to Rolling Stone. It racked up over 430 million audio streams in the U.S. in 3 days after its release. September 3rd through the 5th, beating out 423 million streams that Donda garnered in its first 8 days of being available, which is weird because Donda is the better album.
Someone is somewhere. Pusha T is just punching the air, so angry.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you a Type A personality? Are you?
I'm excited for this.
Okay,
I've dabbled.
TJ. Plays at a type A personality. And I say plays that because we've never been confirmed here as a type A.
We just assume.
Type A's are traditionally known as punctual. Mm-hmm. They are very organized and inflexible.
Yes.
They like things done a certain way.
Unreasonable.
And
at
why
times.
Would you question that way they've already thought about?
My way is actually the best way, though.
That's right. Because it's the most efficient way.
It is.
And why even suggest that there might be a better way?
Because there isn't.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah. So let's take the type A personality quiz. Now, we got 18 questions to get through here, so we got to go quickly.
Okay.
Let's start. And by the way, you can play along at home.
Yeah. And send us in your results.
Yeah,
double
I'd love
nine,
to
double
know.
Nine.
Number one, do you find yourself in a hurry more often than not?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Do you grind your teeth when you're awake or asleep?
Yes.
Do you find it difficult to fully focus on someone when they're talking?
Can I answer that one for him?
Yes. Sometimes I do, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you believe that people are basically untrustworthy and only out for themselves?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Do you usually read mail or sort papers while talking on the phone or read while eating?
No.
Does your phone count?
Oh, yeah. Does phone count?
Yeah.
Let's say no.
Yeah. Okay, no.
I'm thinking traditional media.
They didn't say phone. They said reading.
Okay,
Do you find it difficult and frustrating to wait in line or sit in traffic?
Yes.
Interesting. Well, who doesn't? Do you talk faster than most people?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
Do you find your facial muscles to be tense much of the time?
Yes.
Do you find yourself interrupting others when they speak?
I mean, maybe sometimes.
TJ.
Jax, any thoughts on that?
Every single day.
Yeah, that one's bad.
Number 10, do you focus on personal achievement, sometimes putting it ahead of relationships?
Yes? No? I don't know. Is there a maybe?
There isn't.
Okay, I'll just say yes.
Yeah.
No, but what's the truth?
Ask the question again, and I'll just answer it.
Do you focus on personal achievement, sometimes putting it ahead of relationships? Doesn't necessarily mean now, but have you in the past?
In the past, yes.
Okay, so do you want me to put yes then?
Yeah, put yes.
Okay, all right. Do you have a significant need for recognition from others?
Yes.
Yes. Do you find yourself in a stressful, high-demand job?
Yes.
Yes, you do. All right. Do you eat faster than others or leave the table before they're finished?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm cleaning up before Val's
finished. Okay.
He's never eaten before.
I love this next question. This next question is delicious.
Okay, go ahead.
Is your walking pace faster than most people's?
Yes. Oh, my God. I blame my long legs.
That's why I don't walk in with you anymore.
TJ believes that there needs to be a fast and a slow lane on the sidewalk.
I firmly believe that. Not even a joke.
Do you lose sleep thinking about rude or frustrating things people have done to you during the day?
Yes, you do.
And things that I've made up in my head,
my
too.
Love. I'm like, my Jordan.
So if you'd answered yes to most of these questions, you're right along with TJ. Three more to go. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, TJ.
Do you find yourself anticipating disasters often?
Yes.
TJ.
Do you find yourself sweating often, or do you have dark circles under your eyes?
They've gotten better.
I'm gonna say,
no, you have good skin.
No, you're good.
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
I'm the sweating often guy.
I say no.
Do you find yourself being more competitive than most people?
Yes. Absolutely. 1,000% yes.
Then, ladies and gentlemen, officially.
Oh, TJ.
TJ is a type A personality.
Shocking.
In the 90th percentile.
Am I really?
Yeah. TJ, you got like 15 or 16 out of 18.
Yeah, but you're that 90th percentile. It means I'm really good at it.
Oh, there's the competitiveness. That's good, though. At least you know what it is now. And we know what it is now, darling.
Okay, so we've got a text from Oshawa here. I'm a type A person because I make lists. I set up my clothes the night before, wake up at the same time every day, and set up FaceTime appointments with my friends. Can you tell I'm an event planner? TJ, do you do any of those things?
Maybe.
All of those.
Definitely set up FaceTime appointments.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, it's back to school. And back to school means one amazing thing. Even if there's a lot of anxiety and you're like, oh God, we have to do this again. I have to sit through a whole... How many math classes until the school's over?
Too many.
It's the worst. But the one good thing is all the back to school supplies that you get, which is what we're ranking this morning. Your top three favorite back to school supplies. And if you don't know what we're talking about, if you don't know what we mean, well, we'll give you our top three first, and you hit us with yours at 999 or 416-872-9999.
We're talking 64-pack of Crayola crayons.
Yes!
And there was a specific reason that you need the 64 is because it has the sharpener in the back.
And you'd only use six.
Yeah, you'd only use six. But I love different hues of red and different hues of green. The variety. I love that.
Love that. TJ.
Not dissimilar from Jack's number three for me, pencil crayons.
You mean colored pencils, but
no,
yes.
I mean pencil crayons because I grew up
this.
In a society and not where
this.
Lighthouses control my moods. I never used them, of course, but there was always something very satisfying about a new box of pencil crayons.
Mm.
And I would always convince my mom to get the really big pack that had a lot more shades.
Oh.
Instead of the 64 pack. And the only time you'd ever use them is when they gave you that map of Canada that you had to color in.
That's right.
Your geography teacher was hungover and wanted to give you a project.
100%. And you're like, and remember people, they'd be like, okay, make sure the water is blue. Just please. And there'd be always that kid in the class who was like, no, water's going to be red. And they would lose marks.
They would.
You get in a lot of trouble for that.
Number three for me, it's the lead pencils. Now, every pencil has lead, but the lead pencils where you actually click
mechanical pencils.
Yeah, the mechanical.
They were so frustrating.
You get a Beak 5 pack from Shoppers Drug Mart.
Oh, yeah.
And when I worked at Shoppers Drug Mart with Drake, I would get
you didn't work with Drake.
We were co-workers at different stores. we get 10% off those things, stationary, which was really good.
Man, so sometimes a hot commodity.
I might even get the 10 pack sometimes because I'm like, that might last me the whole school year. So there you go. There's my number three. Now,
you guys remember shuttle pens? They were the pens that it was like a thicker pen. It looked like a marker. And it had a bunch of different options, different colors.
Yellow, red, blue,
yellow,
black.
Red. And they would come down. It was like a little a little knob that you could push down. And they were just awful pens. The quality was just poor, but they looked cool. And because I have such small hands, they were too big, so I didn't get to use them for very long. But I love them. I love them.
TJ?
A pack of new highlighters.
Oh.
But I wanted the 4-pack of colors that came in orange, blue, green, and whatever fourth color there was. I believe it was pink.
Yes, yeah.
And I probably used the highlighters once
within
the first 2 weeks of school, and then I would never use them again. A lot of my school supplies I used once.
I was going to say, I love that you just didn't use anything.
I always tried to find the smart person's textbook from the year before who highlighted the actual textbook, because then I'd be like, all right, I don't need to use my highlighters now. Yeah. I'm using
cheater.
Theirs.
He's a cheater.
100%. Yeah. Two, for me, is there anything more satisfying than for the first time pulling out a solid white rectangular eraser?
Oh, God, yeah. Nice and soft.
Fresh,
pure, innocent,
crisp,
vulnerable.
Nothing's... Yes.
Yep.
There's so much, so much cleanliness. And, of course, when you bought this cheapest paper imaginable, which my family did, the white eraser was the only one that wouldn't tear through the
you know what I mean? Yeah,
because the brownish reddish one that was always sort of like a weird rectangle but
it
on a slant
fall apart.
It would it would just tear the paper up.
I think you'd destroy your house if you rubbed it hard enough.
But the white eraser was always very gentle. Treated me very well. And would make it through the year. And at the end of the year, if you had some white eraser left, you could just whip it at the back of people's heads, which
I love to do. Now, this is a place where you put all of your school supplies. My number one is the Space Maker box. Do you guys remember these?
The Space Maker box.
They'd be like the little boxes, and they came in like different neon colors, and that's where you put all your pens, your rulers, your erasers.
Oh, the pencil case.
Yeah, pencil case. They were called Space Makers, though, and you put them on the front, and like the cool kids had like the expensive ones, and I had the one from the dollar store. And that was okay.
Same, baby, same. Yeah. TJ?
The pillar of your entire school outfit.
I hope I know what this is.
The backpack.
Oh, the backpack! Yeah. All right.
The knapsack, as I called it till grade 11, and then I said it out loud, and everyone made fun of me, so I changed it to backpack. It was most important to get one at the beginning of the year. That was super cool, meaning it had lots of straps, lots of Velcro, lots of pockets, and also matched all your outfits.
If you didn't use any supplies, what'd you put in there?
Whatever I needed. Yeah.
Remember, he didn't use his locker either. Did you bring anything to school? Did you go?
I don't even know that I graduated.
Hey, number one for me. You guys ready?
Yeah.
A black, crisp, five-star binder.
Five-star binder. Oh, the prongs on those things were awful, but my God, they were good.
The prongs were awful because you could they would be out of alignment within the first week.
October.
But they had the three, you know, the pencil case that like the pens that you could put the pens in. And then it would have, and then you have the dividers. So you'd have a divider for each class. And by the end of the year, that thing was exploding. But you still put your elbow down and try to zip it up.
And good quality Velcro too sometimes.
100%. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really there was quality. Nothing like that. Now, I always got mad, and this is weird because I am not a type A person normally, but people would like doodle on them and like wreck them.
You are destroying the sanctity
of the five-star binder. Yeah.
To your point, there's no better feeling than like the day before the first day when your binder's all organized. There's no holes in the paper.
Yes.
The three-hole punches aren't broken yet.
And then you drop it on the ground for the first time and it gets dirty and you're like, oh no.
Or you get your fingers caught.
That was not fun. There's a specific pain.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, by the way, nobody told me what those tabs at the end of each side of the binder. I always thought with the rings, you had to pull the rings open and then put them close.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there was those tabs.
Yeah,
I did not know that. So,
good,
anyway.
Adam. We're all learning and exploring, aren't we?
Yeah, we took it to like, what, university before I figured that out? Anyway, hey, 999-999 to text. Which time? Exactly. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. What we need is your top three rankings on your back-to-school supplies. The ones that you're like, man, I cannot wait for this. We actually have some great text rolling in right now. We'll get to it next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're ranking back to school supplies. By the way, happy first day of school for the remainder of the kids who have not come back to school yet. Happy for you. Excited for you. Good luck on the new school year. And you get to actually be back in class, which is kind of cool as well. So what are the top three school supplies, brand new, that you're excited about when you go back to school? Like, put yourself back in that space. TJ, what are the text messages saying?
A very specific list from the 519. Number three, strawberry themed sharpener.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, kitty sticky notes. And number one, pastel blue bear themed glue stick.
Oh, I
You're one of those people who paints their walls multiple different colors, aren't you? Aren't you? Listen, I'm a guy who likes beige and white on my walls.
But I like her style.
When you walk into that person's house, every room has a color theme.
The glue stick took me back to the kids who used to put glue on their hands and then peel it off.
I used to do that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
yes. That was the first time I was like, oh, what is this satisfying feeling?
That was wild.
Yeah. I'm going to chase that feeling. from the 416, I teach kindergarten, so I need really smelly markers, golf pencils, and lots of blank paper. There was something really nice about getting a nice new pack
of paper.
What's
a golf pencil?
Like a smaller, thicker pencil.
Oh!
Because their little stubby fingers can't hold a regular size pencil.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, picture Everly, your little daughter, trying to hold a pencil.
Remember the teachers would give you a pencil because you lost yours, and it would all be chewed up on the end of it?
Yeah, it'd be gross.
It'd be like this, like, it's like a beaver, but like a child beaver, just chewing it up.
Baby teeth.
Yucky.
From the 416, number three, whiteout. Number two, whiteout. And number one, whiteout. And not the liquid one.
Yes! The peel. That was so good.
That was satisfying.
It came out of the plastic thing that was shaped like a six.
But if it ever came off the track, that was it for the school year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might as well just quit school.
Man. They weren't cheap. No, they weren't.
$6.
Oh, man. But the liquid, remember, do you remember being in like an exam and trying to break out like the liquid whiteout? Yeah.
Sit there, just wipe it on the paper, and then you're going,
soak it through the. Yeah,
TJ, please keep it down. Well, I'm trying to dry my mistakes.
I can't imagine that that's not toxic, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. Yeah. I definitely inhaled a lot of it, for sure.
If I die young, look into liquid paper. From the 289, my fave was always a nice new math set. Give me that protractor, triangle ruler. I never knew what it was for. And that circle maker with the sweet metal container.
Oh, yeah. I used to like drawing with those things.
They are great for art. Yeah, and geometry was always the most fun. Like when you got into like the graphs and stuff, that's when it started to suck. But the when you're using the protractor and like you're using that in geography too, you're like, oh, this is cool at mapping stuff.
Take your geography. Give me bed mass.
High school using the case to put joints in.
Smart. Yeah. Why did I never think of that?
There you go.
Two more for you. From the 416, my top three. Number three, Space Maker pencil case, like Jack said.
Yes.
Number two, Laurentian pencil crayons. And number one, gel pens.
Remember, gel pens.
Gel pens were big.
Gel pens.
Okay. Can I tell you a story about gel pens?
Oh, no. Absolutely. This is going to be a dark one.
All right. So for grade 7 and grade 8, I went to Joseph Howe Senior Public School. And in Joseph Howe, you would have a homeroom, but you would rotate around with your class, right?
Yeah.
So that was the first time we had rotating classes, but you would still stay with the same 30 people. So obviously you become super close with these people, right? And you would have like a group of friends, and that would be your group of friends. And then you'd have one that you would always like, you guys would like rag on each other.
Yeah.
So there was one guy in our group that we loved, but we would always take his 5-star binder and put it, we were in the family room, like the home ec. Home class?
Yeah.
So if he got up to go to the bathroom, we would all steal his stuff and like put his binder in the freezer and like stuff in the oven and like
so then one day
he had gel
pens. Don't laugh, TJ.
And we put his pencil case in the microwave and turned it on and they exploded.
Adam, 5-star binders aren't cheap. You're a monster.
It wasn't the gel, it was just the pencil case.
What's he doing with his life now?
I don't know what he's up to. I hope Christian's okay. He's a great guy. Yeah. He's a really great
guy. He's working to destroy you. That's what he's doing. Yeah. Yeah, he's your nemesis.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is debating getting smart park benches that track user behavior. Mm. There's a Croatian company called Include Limited that is trying to sell Toronto City Hall on its Steoria City Smart Bench, which comes with handy features like phone and laptop and e-bike chargers, as well as ambient lighting. It also comes with an AI camera that can segment passersby to serve them relevant ads or gather pedestrian information and sensors that track how many people sit on each bench, how long they've stayed for, and if they use the seat's chargers.
I'm moving to the woods. Get out of here.
You know
that
those chargers are going to be busted in like a day.
1,000%. Like,
remember those garbage cans that the city so nicely put in that had the foot pedal that you would open the garbage can up and you could... They're still there. They just removed all the foot pedals because people kept destroying them.
Yeah.
You're going to put a USB charger on a bench?
No way.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Will the pandemic finally kill off fax machines?
Hopefully.
Maybe.
So many robots.
Apparently, hospitals are still using fax machines for things like test results and sending medical records. A lot of medical info hasn't been digitized yet, so doctors still rely on paper records, and it's caused a huge bottleneck during COVID. So they still use them because they can't be hacked, and I guess because of the bottleneck and these unprecedented times, people are realizing, well, maybe it's time we actually look at a different method, like email or something else. So they're going to look into that. And the Ford government announces that September 30th, the new federal holiday, will not be a stat holiday in Ontario, meaning you won't get it off work. It's the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and it's not going to be considered a provincial stat holiday this year. It's meant to serve as a day of reflection so that people can recognize the harmful legacy of the residential school system in Canada. Some provinces and territories, including BC, Manitoba, Nova Scotia, and the Northwest Territories, are observing the federal holiday, while many others are not making it a stat. I read somewhere, because I heard that, and it's kind of upsetting.
Yeah.
And then it got you thinking, too. It's like, well, Remembrance Day also isn't a statutory holiday. Ontario, and I guess the meaning behind it, or at least the theory, is that if you take people out of school or out of their jobs, it has less of an impact because normally people just see a day off and they just celebrate having a day off. Where when you're in school, you can spend a whole day focusing on, just for example, Remembrance Day.
Well, I remember Remembrance Day. Like, we had an assembly for the whole morning.
It was a whole thing.
So if that's the reason.
If that's, listen, if the plan is to educate for the entire morning or the entire day, and especially in the schools.
Yeah.
Then I like, yeah, okay, I understand not having the day off, but we need to observe this. We have to get on this
and
now.
As long as they actually stick to teaching it in the school day.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, not just saying they're going to.
Right.
Words are words. Let's see actions.
That's right.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's my microphone. Turn on his microphone. Nailed it.
Guys, I'm new to this. famous Twitter debate yesterday. And a lot of people weighed in on this. Would you take $500,000 or would you take dinner with Jay-Z? Really? That's the debate. That's the debate. Now, I know what I would do, but I'm curious about what the room thinks. And TJ, I do want to start with you because you just said, really?
Yeah. Go. There is not a person on this earth that I would have dinner with over $500,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Give me the money. Not one single person. Give me the money. Are you kidding? $500,000 or you get to split a bread roll with Jay-Z? And I know it would be probably really tasty because if you're hanging out with Jay-Z, it'd be a cool restaurant.
He's paying, I think.
I would hope
so. Yeah, it's on him.
It would suck if you gave up $500,000 and had to pay for dinner.
Jax?
Okay, so he's a notoriously quiet man. So I'm saying in this hypothetical situation, he's talking a lot at dinner. I would have dinner with him.
Okay.
Over $500,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I'd love to pick his brain. I'd like to, like, hear, you know, his experiences, some stories. I think that'd be really, really cool. I think that would be a priceless
dinner.
It has
to be Jay-Z with True Serum. Like, you gotta have some sort of, like, give me some Jay-Z stories,
In a talking mood and ready to, like, share.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'd take that.
Okay. Jax, I think with the True Serum, I think the first thing that Jay-Z would say to you is, you should have taken the $500,000.
Exactly.
First thing that man would have said.
Spending his money, he'd be mad.
Yeah, he'd be like, and that's it. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. Yeah. Let's eat.
That's crazy. Like, I'm going home.
So I'm with Jax. I'm taking the dinner with Jay-Z, and I'll tell you why.
Wow.
You're both Jay-Z nuts. Is a entertainment god.
Yes.
Beyond like what you've seen in his albums and stuff like that. Like the money he's made from music is like the smallest amount of money he's made in his career.
He's an empire.
He is. Yep. And if you are smart enough and dedicated enough, I feel like, you could take the $500,000 up front, which is always good.
Yep.
But I feel like your opportunity to get him turned around on one of your ideas or fitting into one of his organizations having the coolest job ever, I think you make a lot more money if you are able to impress Jay-Z. So I would like the opportunity to try to impress Jay-Z.
Wow, Adam.
That's what I want.
You have a lot of confidence
to say that.
That's a lot of pressure for you.
I'm ready for that. I want to take that shot, you know?
No. We are on the same team. I just want to have dinner with him. You want to capitalize on the dinner with
him. Yeah, he's trying to make it into like a million.
What's a business dinner for?
It's not a business dinner. Okay.
No, you are, because it's like, okay, what are you really going to ask him about? That you can't read about on the internet. Oh, cool. Read about it. And then you really think you're charming enough to get Jay-Z to give you a job?
You know what?
And then you're going to make over $500,000? Oh, why take a guaranteed paycheck when I could take this lottery ticket?
Listen, Jay, I am a local radio host.
Wow.
I think you, there's, no, honestly,
TJ,
I feel like,
airtime for you.
I feel like, you know, if you, I mean, he's probably a tough guy to impress, but. Yeah. I would at least like to take that shot. If I knew that I didn't take it, fine. But it would bother me, based on who I am, it would bother me if I didn't take that shot.
Well, why?
I think that's a big shot to take. You take it.
You follow your dreams, Adam.
Wipe your tears with the $500,000 that you have, okay?
All right. Hit us up with your thoughts. 999-999. I have a feeling most people are taking the $500,000. But I'm still. Listen, if I become CEO of one of his companies, I am not hiring any of you.
That's
any of you, including you, Jax. We're supposed to be on the same team.
Not even Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When your friend is type A, as our lovely friend TJ is, we're planning. So TJ is planning today on the 9th of September. And actually, this started at the beginning of September. He's planning his sober October.
Good. Here we go again.
By the way, sober October, TJ and I have a little bit of a history with this. I think in 2018.
Yeah, you sabotaged me multiple times.
Well, because every time he does sober October, I take him out and I'm like, hey, man, listen. when we're on our deathbeds,
yeah.
Do you want to say, oh, I was sober once in the month of October, or do you want to say I had a bunch of beers with my friend and had a blast?
And also, Adam's never pledged to do sober October. So he's just a free bird.
He's just out there trying to sabotage me.
Because I'm somebody, I don't drink a lot anyway, yeah, but when I'm out with TJ, for whatever reason, TJ just gets me going and then we have a good time. So I always say to him, now, that got him in huge trouble with his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
They are no longer together.
No.
Maybe because of the sober October too, did you? Maybe I did. Yeah. Maybe I did.
Okay, but you're doing sober October.
Yeah.
He thinks.
So my girlfriend Val and I want to do sober October this year. And there's a little bit of a caveat that I didn't tell you guys about, but we want to start with a 3-day juice cleanse as well.
Oh, I'm not coming in October.
You're going to be
mean.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at October schedule, yeah. And there's five Fridays in October.
You're out of your mind. And why are you doing this?
Yeah, hang on. Why are you doing sober October?
Because it rhymes.
Yeah, and like what is the, I've never understood.
These sober months, just like scale, if you don't want to drink as much, just scale back a little bit or wait.
This sounds so lame, but there's I heard it done on a podcast a couple times.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that kind of sounds funny. And then it just rhymed, and my girlfriend and I are going away in December, and I've been going on my hashtag workout journey.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe if I just quit the booze for like a month, that'll put me in like tip-top shape.
Okay.
But if you drink in November, something. It's going to... Just moderate, babe.
Yeah, but like, it's more fun to say the rhyme.
Okay. I just...
What I love is that he's going to do sober October and then drink again in November, gain everything, all the drinking weight back, and he's like, well, at least I did it, and then December he's going away.
Yeah, dare to drink December. You're just going to be drunk all December.
Yeah, because you have to build up your tolerance before you go away.
I don't understand. like a base tan, base drunk. Like.
So it starts on Friday, October the 1st. We're going to do a 3-day juice cleanse.
No,
we're even
not.
Doing talks of like doing... like physical challenges as well. Like
it's not good for you, those juice
like cleanses. Tennis, like multiple times a week.
See, I that's like the way that you're doing that together. Runs. That's cool.
Yeah. You're going running? Did I hear that?
Allegedly.
Okay.
And I am worried.
I love that the summer went by and you're like, no, I'm going to run in October.
Yeah. It's time. It's cool.
Sorry, I'll stop interrupting.
No, you're fine.
And I like it.
Val is very excited about it, and I'm a planner, so I'm already ready for this. It's in 3 weeks.
But there is one thing about this that may throw off the whole plan, and we want to know if this actually counts as sober October because of that one weekend.
So Thanksgiving falls in the middle of that, and Val thinks that it's okay if we have wine on Thanksgiving, and I'm telling her, no, you can't, because, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not the way it works, Val.
And she's like, well, you know, I think it's still okay.
No, I do not think it is okay.
No, my love. And I agree with Val on everything, but not this. No.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either. No.
Okay, but good. So I'm going to go home and tell Val she's wrong.
The question is 416-872-9999. It's not whether or not he'll do it, because he probably will. Like,
will
you know, Jax doesn't believe that you can do this or will do this. I believe that you will. I believe you'll hate it.
Yeah.
I believe that it'll be a miserable month. Yep.
Stay away from him, he will.
Well, okay.
If you stay away from him,
he will. No. Listen, I'm making it my mission to throw him off.
Don't do that.
That's
don't
my
do
job
that.
As
no.
his, as his buddy. It's I have
true.
To do that.
Let him be.
But my question to you is at 999999 or 416-872-9999, does it still count as sober October if we're drinking wine over Thanksgiving? Does it?
No.
Does it count? We need to know. And really, we're just doing this for Val, right? I'm assuming.
It's not for Val.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, so tell us what you think.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Like the true type A person he is, maybe you're the same. TJ has planned for Sober October.
That's right.
On September the 9th.
You gotta be ready. You gotta prepare your body.
So the question is, can he have a glass of wine over Thanksgiving? He doesn't think he can because, again, TJ, type A.
So if you're in, you're in. Rules.
That's right. But his girlfriend, Val, says, oh, no, you should be able to have a glass of wine over Thanksgiving. So does it count as sober October if you have a glass of wine over Thanksgiving? TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 905, getting through the tough times is part of sober October.
That's right.
Sober October equals 31 days of no drinking. Can't be done.
It's the whole month.
Here's
every day of the month.
This one's a little weird, and I feel like it's just, I'm going to read it and you tell me what it says. From 416, people define things how they like based on thoughts, feelings, life experience. You should just do you and define sober October however suits you and makes you feel good.
Yeah. It's not sober.
There was a particular celebrity who said they were sober, and then we found out they were not sober.
Yeah.
And I have a real issue with that because I have friends that are sober.
Yeah.
And it's a problem when somebody says they're sober and they're not.
Yeah. It's damaging.
They call it, what do they call it, California sober or something
California
like that?
California sober.
Which is, I still drink and smoke weed. I just don't do any of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So sober to me is sober.
Yeah.
You don't drink.
Yeah.
And if you do it for a month or you do it for the rest of your life, you're sober.
Yeah. From the 647. No, it's not Sober October if you have a drink on Thanksgiving. Would you trim your facial hair halfway through November? No, you would not. Which brings me to my next point. I am definitely doing November. So it's going to be a fun back-to-back couple months for old Tej.
Can I just tell you that the Sober October thing is not, do whatever, and I hope it works out for you. That's great. The thing I am most concerned about, and I think Jack's raised this flag in the last break, is that you're kicking it off on a Friday with a 3-day juice cleanse. So the first time you will eat is the Monday, the 4th of October, and I'm I'm worried about you.
But you guys won't see me that weekend, so you're not going to have to deal with me being grumpy and hangry.
You'll just get stronger but then and you'll, angrier.
That's right. And green.
Then you'll come in Monday and you'll eat, which will be great, but then you'll tell us what a terrible weekend you just had.
Oh, yeah. Val and I are going to fight the entire time. The dog's going to be shaking.
You could do other... I'm just saying, you could do other things than juice cleanse. You can do other things than all of this.
Last text with the 289. Sober October isn't possible during a pandemic.
Yeah,
plus, I'm a teacher, so wine is a good group
fair.
In my life.
There you go, right?
Yeah. I am not a teacher, though, so yet.
Thank God for that.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Another thing millennials are destroying, your wallet. Ontario is bringing digital ID cards to our smartphones by the end of the year. How does it work, TJ? Well, I'll tell you, friend. Ontarians are going to have an electronic version of your trusted government ID, your driver's license, or health card, which the government says is more safe and secure. I guess as far as security goes, apparently it would be easy to shut the card down if your device gets stolen and you'll lose your ID a lot less. Your ID is going to be stored in like a digital wallet app, which will be available for download onto your smartphone and devices like tablets and laptops. Now, they do something similar with like through Apple, so you can set up your credit card or your bank card through
I love
and you
that.
Just tap things.
Apple Pay?
Although it's kind of sad because now if everybody goes to a digital ID, you're going to get rid of the days where when you would become of age, you would pass down your
fake ID. You can't scratch it off.
No.
Oh, can find a way.
So when I was 17, mm-hmm. all the people that I went to high school with that I was friends with that were a couple years older would pass down their IDs if they looked even remotely similar. And you could scratch, because I'm an 88.
Yeah.
So you could scratch the 88 and make it into an 86.
Oh,
and that's how we used to buy.
No
We never did anything like that. Yeah. I love my parents.
Yeah.
But that's what we used to do. You can't do that
anymore.
Do
you remember what your fake ID name was?
My name was Marcy McLean and I was a Scorpio.
Adam?
Oh my God.
Mine was Trevor something.
Oh.
Which is weird because I kind of look like a Trevor. I have a Trevor vibe.
You do.
I was,
you
do. Oh God. And he was such a nice guy to the guy that handed his ID down. And his name was Mike and I cannot remember his last name. But man.
That sounds like a fake ID name if I've ever heard
one. It's
Mike
name for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
One morning we should have people text in their fake ID names.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot
that's
of fun.
A great idea. I love that.
We'll do that tomorrow. TikTok star Addison Rae just signed a big deal with Netflix, becoming the next Adam Sandler.
No.
Did they see the movie that she did?
Go ahead, Adam.
Did Netflix watch their own movie?
Netflix never watched
their own movie. Did you see the movie?
Yeah, 10 minutes of it.
You watched 10 minutes. How's the cover of the book you're judging?
She's All That is a classic, which is highly problematic when you really look back at it.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
But He's All That, which is the one she's in, which is the follow-up.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
Is that the standard we're setting for multi-project Netflix deals?
At this point,
not that bad?
That's
what we're going for?
It's a rough sell. It's a rough sell.
I'm just really excited for her because she's now able to make
I have nothing
her
against
art.
Her personally,
she's
a, but it's not
she's
good.
Able, she's an artist.
Addison Rae is able to share her art with the world.
Just to contextualize, by the way, in case you hear the name Addison Rae and you're like, I don't know who that person is. She's a TikTok star, the third most popular
she
user
doesn't
on
do
the
much.
App
yeah.
with 83.3 million followers and a whole lot of talent.
I like her.
Was she a dancing or what was her big thing?
Dancing.
She can sing. She's a dancer though, originally.
Can she sing?
Yeah, she just put out a single couple weeks ago.
Well, I wouldn't
Can she sing, though? There's a lot of difference between can someone sing.
Okay, why don't I answer and then you'll tell me I'm wrong.
Don't you dare play that card with me.
Oh, no.
Mom and Dad are fighting today.
Yeah, I'm just going to stare at my meatloaf and eat my dinner. Certified Lover Boy has outstreamed Donda. They were released, obviously, within a couple days of each other, but Certified Lover Boy has outstreamed Kanye West's new album. This is according to Rolling Stone. It racked up 430 million audio streams in the U.S. in the 3 days after its release, September 3rd through the 5th, beating out 423 million streams that Donda got in its first 8 days of being available, which is odd because Donda is the better record. Mm. And that's what's trending.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's an exciting time to be a Torontonian or a GTHA resident because life is, and I know that there's still a lot of asterisks next to this. Please know that I understand that. But life is somewhat returning to normal. And what's been great about that is we have some of the highest vaccination rates in the world. In fact, the country we're in, highest vaccination rate in the world. Spectacular. Well done, everybody. We are 300,000 people away from herd immunity.
That's fantastic.
Which is a concept that essentially, and excuse me, I'm not an epidemiologist, but
yet
the concept is that if the majority of population beyond a certain percent is immune to something, then you can sort of live normally.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
We're good.
Right? Or at least it won't negatively affect you to the point where we fill up ICU beds. So all that aside, they did a survey on unvaccinated Torontonians. Okay. And this is people that are eligible to get it. There's no health conditions or religious reasons why
they
can't get it.
They're not immunocompromised. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And it's important to make that distinction. These are people that are just saying no. And they said, if we gave you $100, the majority of them said, yeah, we'll take it.
That's all it takes?
That's all it takes is
$100.
So here's what I'm thinking. This might make you upset because
they're
you're like, you went and you got your vaccine for free, and I get it. I did too. But here's what I'm thinking. Why don't we give everybody $100, and it is not only does it incentivize people, but you've got like a time limit to spend that $100, and it's got to be the weekend after, and everybody and you got to spend it at a restaurant or something like that. So then you have the best party weekend of your whole life. Like I think about in this show, there's five people like involved in creating this show every morning. Yeah. There's myself, there's TJ, there's Jax, there's producer Lee and producer Mikhail. If we have all of us get $100, can you imagine what a $500 night would be? How much damage we could do? That would be spectacular.
Can I add a caveat?
Sure.
Here we go.
The unvaccinated, the $100, right?
Yeah.
The people who are vaccinated, also give them the $100. But because they did it earlier, they get another bonus.
What's the bonus?
And
what's the bonus?
You get to take the 407 free of charge.
Oh!
Once.
TJ, you're getting reckless now. You're getting reckless.
TJ, you're out of control.
The 407 makes me feel
bad
alive.
Boy. And also you get to ride in the HOV lane. Mine are all highway based.
You get to ride in the HOV lane.
TJ, you never leave home. Where are you?
Because the 407 is so expensive, but now I'm in.
Now you can't double vax, ready to relax.
I would take the whole thing.
Listen,
I love it.
I don't want to say that we should be elected to the federal election.
We are not qualified, my love.
We are absolutely qualified.
I think you need to
put us in your ballot. Okay.
I can't see it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Thursday. It's time to start thinking about the weekend, isn't it?
Yep.
Time to stop working and start thinking. And start thinking about what you're going to do. So when you go out, like one of the things TJ and I love to do, and we haven't done this in a long time, we love that little firkin at the bottom of the Flatiron building.
Yep, Flatiron firkin.
We go and we sit for an afternoon and we just eat wings. And we drink beer. And that's what we do.
We just like to watch the game and have wings.
We don't even
watch
the game.
It's a great bar because it's below street level, which isn't good for flooding, but it's really good for the neighborhood dogs because they walk by and they have two windows behind the bar and the bartenders will always open the windows and give the dogs treats.
Little treats.
It's okay. It's like, my favorite bar in the city. It's our
favorite. Get outside, the both of you.
I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I go outside to go to this bar.
So we so we like to do that. That's our little haunt. Yeah. And TJ used to live in the neighborhood. He now doesn't. But it's one of those things that we love. Now, Leah brought this up. Producer Leah brought this up on her Instagram last night, and it elicited some serious responses.
It made me
think of my wing days with TJ. So if you eat wings, this debate may make you very upset. Leah, please go ahead.
Okay, so backstory. I have a great relationship with my local butcher. He's also the teen that works at Loblaws on by poultry. But I call him local butcher. I also call him Steve, whatever.
What's his name?
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
We have
great
a thing.
11.
He knows my name. I know his name. It's like cheers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I went in yesterday, and I saw some delicious display of wings. Yeah. You know, a mix of flats and drums, right?
Okay. Flats are the two bone, drums are the one.
Yeah. Flats are the real wings, and then the drums are like
They're like skinnier, thinner.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. So, he asked me because he cares about me, and he said, "Leah, what would you rather,
the flats or the drums. And I said, Steve, I thought you knew me better than that.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, we're going to go with the best choice, which is the flats.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously.
I've been loving you being on the show.
Thank you.
And being here.
Same. I love you.
It's been going wonderful. Yep. And like,
thank you.
I've, you know, we've been friends for a few years now.
Yeah, I've known
don't
you.
But I don't respect you anymore.
Wow.
I just don't. Because, okay. And like, I saw this on your story last night, and I was like, oh, good, we're going to fight at 4:30 in the morning. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you're wrong. And Adam, I have a feeling that you agree with me.
I'm a drumstick boy.
You guys are so wrong.
Now, here's why. Here's why. I'll tell you why. There is nothing more satisfying than just taking it with a like a fist and a Viking.
Eat like a caveman.
Then, because with the flat, you gotta like push. You gotta push the chicken together.
You gotta put your tongue in.
Or you put your tongue in. You're like
That's
like that gross sound.
No. It hurts
that's
my
mouth.
That's what you call succulent meat. And it's delicious. It's juicy.
Don't say that word again.
Okay. Well, I thought we were.
We're on the same team, but I'm gonna put my foot
he's
down.
He's a tough ally.
Okay. He turns very quickly.
I'll turn you. Okay. The drum. What are you? A barbarian?
Yes.
Like you're holding it like
I'm
you're
a
like
man.
You're the Flintstones.
Yes.
Like it's not necessary.
Here's why the flats are better, and I have two reasons. And first of all, you guys are eating them so wrong. You don't try and stick your tongue through it. You twist the bones and pull, so then you're just left with the slab of meat.
It's
way easier, and then you'll have less
meat.
Less stuff on left on the bone because you can get it all off.
Exactly.
And then once you get the meat off the two bones and you're just left with the hunk of meat, it's way easier to dip. Because when you're trying to dip into ranch, drumstick.
It gets all over my thumb because I've never dipped before because this is an impractical way to eat wings. It's my impression of all of you who love drumsticks.
There you go.
All right. So you've heard the arguments on both sides.
I'm mad.
You are the judge and the jury. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text.
My
if you
girl.
Feel yourself getting hot under the collar right now, that's us in this room. Where are we going here? Are drums the better or flats when it comes to wings? It's a serious debate, as we always do.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Chicken wings. Because we need to be thinking about the weekend. It's Thursday. It'd be irresponsible not to.
We always talk about food at the end of the show because we're hungry.
Yeah, that's true.
Right
true.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't mind food topics because I think that they're highly relatable.
Absolutely.
But they are a bit divisive, like what we have right now. When it comes to chicken wings, are you into the drumstick, which is the one bone, or what producer Leah likes to call the flat, which is the double?
Yeah, the
double
real
bones.
Wing.
Now, her and producer Leah and TJ think that the flats are the better, the more superior, the easier to dip. Jax and I like to go the barbarian route.
Because we're right.
And we like to take the drumsticks.
Don't look at me like that.
So the room is
quantity.
It's divided in half.
Yep.
What do we have on the text at 999-999?
From the 647, flats 100%. You never get any gristle on a good old
what is
flat
gristle?
Wing.
Yeah,
gristle's
gristle.
Like the fat and stuff.
Yeah, like
exactly.
The extra stuff. You know,
yeah.
On the end of your really bad choice drumsticks?
You do get
read
that
the text
on
there, honey.
people who prefer flats are 90% more likely to be kindergarten dropouts.
Wow.
From the 647.
That's true. And not true,
I
by the
love
way.
That's not text. Incredible.
I've always heard that.
Listen, it took TJ like a minute to explain how to properly eat a flat.
Yeah,
when
true.
With a drumstick, all you do is pick it up and boom, ready to go.
It's true,
I bet you really love Rubik's Cubes, you flat lovers.
You did take a while.
It wasn't my quickest way of learning.
It wasn't
you're
quick.
Like, yeah, duh, this is
so,
way easier.
So anyway, so here's what you do. It's like putting together IKEA for him. It's like, first you get the Allen key out, and then...
hacking
for
the
905
dark web.
Flats. If you like drumsticks, you probably also put milk before the cereal.
Don't do that
so
to
what?
Him. He probably
so what
does.
If you do?
Oh, God. Leah, you're losing me.
Milk before the cereal is a problem.
You're losing me.
From the 647 drums all the way, when have you ever seen Fred Flintstone with a flat?
Exactly.
I
though flats may be crispier, drums are far better for dipping and have more meat. No, their drums are far harder to dip.
No,
that's
they
just
aren't.
Science.
No, they are harder
dip
to dip.
Dip and swirl.
No.
Dip and swirl, baby.
No, because you can't bite the top flats. Of it because you'll bite the gristle.
No, I want to put the ranch on top and then I want to...
You want to bathe in ranch.
I want to, like...
Is
you know,
that what this is?
Lick yes. it off the top. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You haven't.
What? She loves
Producer Leah is new. She's not aware of the love that Jax has for ranch and for mayonnaise.
Yeah. Dairy based sauces. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last text here from the 289. Are TJ and producer Leah sick? This has caused a heated debate between my wife and me. She says flats all the way. I'm going barbarian with the drums.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least you guys know that you're gross.
Okay, we're putting this up on Instagram.
You know
we
wrong.
Are.
And then we're going to find out. We're going to do a little vote. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Do you ever walk by a park bench and think, man, I wish this was smarter?
No.
I wish this bench could track my behavior. Well, good news.
Oh, man.
A Croatian company called Include Limited is trying to sell Toronto City Hall on smart benches, which come with handy features like phone, laptop, and e-bike chargers, as well as an ambient light. Oh, also an AI camera that can segment passersby to serve them relevant ads or gather pedestrian info, and sensors that track how many people sit on each bench and how long they stayed and if they use the seat's chargers.
That's enough.
So weird.
If we can't finish the crosstown and then we get benches with USB ports, I'm going to be mad. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
I'll,
she won't be mad.
She's announcing her run for city council right now.
She'll be like, this is inconvenient, and then she'll move on.
And I'll be disappointed. All right?
Jack's be like, oh, the sun's so beautiful today, and move on with her life. Oh, look, a butterfly. Will the pandemic finally kill off fax machines? Apparently, yes. I guess hospitals still use them for test results and medical records, so it's not as easy as it sounds, because a lot of medical info has been digitized. And what they found was over these unprecedented times, because doctors rely so heavily on paper records, it caused huge bottlenecks during COVID. So they're using them because they can't be hacked, and you get a receipt when they're delivered. So hospitals and lawyers even still use them, but they're determining now that it's broke, so they should fix it, and now they're going to start to step away from fax machines.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fax it's like news.
Yeah, that's where we're at. Slow day. The Ford government announces that the new September 30th federal holiday will not be a stat holiday in Ontario, meaning you won't get it off work or school. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation is not going to be considered the provincial statutory holiday. It's meant to serve as a day of reflection so that people can recognize the harmful legacy of the residential school system in Canada. Some provinces and territories, including BC, Manitoba, Nova Scotia, and the Northwest Territories, are observing the federal holiday, while many others are not making it a stat. Some stuff I read on that, because you read the headline at first, you go, that's severely disappointing. And there were some people comparing it to Remembrance Day. And I guess part of the reason or the belief that they do, they don't make Remembrance Day a stat in Ontario is that if you have a day off, like Family Day, for example, you're mainly to spend the time, you know, barbecuing or hanging out. You treat it as a day off where you're still at school, for example. You spend the whole day talking about Remembrance Day and that's the importance of it. And I believe that's what they want the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation to be about. So that narrative, I understand, makes sense.
As long as it actually comes to fruition.
Yes.
Yeah, and as long as it continues more than just one day.
Yeah.
Because this is something that should be talked about quite often.
Imagine that.
And that's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, $5K a day. You win $5,000 every single day with 99.9 Virgin Radio. That is correct. We had another winner today. His name was Chris Bosch. Not Chris Bosch, the former Raptor.
Another.
But there is another Chris Bosch, and he won $5,000. So you can be just like Chris Bosch, except for the basketball part. You just have to listen to Shannon Burns. 10 o'clock. She will have your next keyword. Good luck, and have a great day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.